The idea of a Wyoming entomologist turned philosopher and writer coming to Cape Cod and telling the world anything new or important about such a storied place is absurd. One need only read Henry Beston's The Outermost House or Robert French's A Cape Cod Notebook. What can be revealed by an outsider living in a dune shack for 2 weeks? Perhaps this is why I found Henry David Thoreau's Cape Cod to be so charming. It's not hip for a nature writer to read Thoreau these days, but I'm an unrepentant literary Luddite. Thoreau refers to himself as an inlander, a naive visitor who tries to understand the coastal dunes in terms of sandy deserts and alpine meadows. So how does Cape Cod, or the little slice of it that I encountered, compare to the place I know, the Laramie Valley? Given that grasshoppers are my specialty, I was delighted in being greeted by Trimeratropis maritimus, the maritime grasshopper. We have various species of Trimeratropis, not maritimus, of course, in Wyoming, and in late July they are still nymphs, just like those of Cape Cod. Moreover, both the prairie and dune species are wonderfully camouflaged to match their backgrounds. Come July, they'll fledge and the adults will flash gorgeously colored wings in clattering flight. The rolling dunes are topographically reminiscent of prairie landscapes, and they share an ecologically essential property, aridity. Salt, wind, and sand create a plant community on the Cape not at all dissimilar to the vegetation that grows in the poor soils and sparse rains of Wyoming. Neither place is famous for its farms, although people have tried growing crops with rather unimpressive results. There's even a sense in which the littoral zone along the edge of the beach is, with a bit of imagination, reminiscent of the rangeland. Thoreau wrote, "The whole length of the Cape, the beach flea is skipping and the plover piping." And one might say that across the expanse of Wyoming's rangelands, the grasshoppers are leaping and the meadowlarks are trilling. Our plovers frequent the barren landscape of prairie dog towns like some misplaced shorebirds settling for the nearest approximation of a beach in Wyoming. Grasshoppers, like beach fleas, are voracious scavengers and flourish in the foothills, the Rack of the West, where grasslands wash up against mountains. But the grasslands of Wyoming lack a vital element of the Cape, as much aesthetic as ecologic. Walking up a grasshopper-peppered ridgeline is never rewarded by a view of the ocean, with all of its power to enchant and terrify. We have breathtaking mountains, but visible height is less mysterious than unseen depth. Crossing mountain passes can be challenging. I've seen it snow in every month in the mountains flanking the Laramie Valley. But such a journey can't compare to an ocean crossing. Thoreau was half right when he wrote, "At present, the Cape is wholly unknown to the fashionable world, and probably will never be agreeable to them. But I wonder how much of the dune's beauty depends on knowing that the ocean lies just over the rise. The capacity of the unseen to evoke deep appreciation of the seen intrigues me. If one day visitors awoke to dunes stretching to the curvature of the earth, as the prairies do in Wyoming, would the land be disenchanted and depopulated? I should note that more people come to Cape Cod in each month of the summer than live in all of Wyoming. For me, much of the beauty of Wyoming arises from having come to know what few people see. When hurrying down highways that people use to get across Wyoming as fast as possible, nobody sees the 112 species of grasshoppers, ranging from the spectacle of the barber pole grasshopper, which has gaudy pink bands on a jet black background, to the absurdity of the plains lubber, which is a mouse-sized grasshopper lacking wings, to the talents of Arapidellus clavatus, which does a heart-stopping imitation of the sound of a prairie rattler. And in Cape Cod, nobody avoiding the searing sand by taking a tour of the dunes in an SUV catches a glimpse of the local six-legged marvel, Trimeratropis maritimus.